Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. I have two guests this morning, and first up is curator Susan Davidson. She's standing by to talk about a new exhibit right here at UCI depicting our state's unique geography and lifestyles. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Nice to speak with you.
You too. I'm very excited to hear about this exhibit. Could tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's pulled together based upon the theme of summer, which we're now all enjoying those last brilliant summer days.
I know.
And it's mostly drawn from the collection of the Irvine Museum and the Buck Collection, both of which constitute the Langston Institute of Museum of California Art. I've gathered about nearly 40 works, I think maybe 37 in particular, and I've divided them into five themes that are show the various activities that one enjoys during the summer months in California.
Fantastic. Are you originally from here?
No, I'm not. I'm originally a Texan. I did spend a lot of time in and around Newport Beach in the late 80s. My father moved there, and so I would often visit. So I'm familiar with the area and always enjoyed being back there.
And Susan, could you tell us a little bit about your backstory, how you landed in the role you are in now?
Well, I've been a museum curator for well over 30 years, and I moved away from that, or I deinstitutionalized, as I like to say. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I hooked up with my former colleague, Kim Cayetani. We were both at the Guggenheim together.
Beautiful.
And I've been serving as a curatorial advisor to the Langston for the last 2 years, I would say, while they search for a chief curator. And kind of innocently, as we were talking about the exhibition calendar, I just said, oh, I'll do a show for you.
I love it.
And that's how it came about. And because it was going to be in the summer months, it seemed evident that we should look at what one does in the summer through visually.
Yes. So, Susan, I didn't tell you, or I don't know if you know, my show is called Get the Funk Out.
Okay.
And I love the idea of people getting submersed in art, especially sometimes the summer can be a downer for some people. Tell me why art is so important in our lives.
Oh, well, it enriches our lives in so many different ways. I mean, one, it's a visual pleasure, and two, it can be also be an intellectual pleasure. We can learn from it as we look at different types of art over different periods of time. Mm-hmm. So it really records the history of our lives in so many ways. And that indeed is what this exhibition does. It shows regular people doing regular things and enjoying themselves.
I love it. So it's called Picturing Summer. It opened July 20th in the interim space of 18881 Von Karman Avenue, Suite 100 in Irvine, and you're the curator. And tell us about the text is written by, is it Dada Wang?
Yes, she is one of our graduate student researchers at the museum, and she's just terrific, and it's such a wonderful opportunity for Langston IMCA to work with UCI students, because we can really begin to further their knowledge and exposure to working in museums. So, and Dot is a terrific writer, so it was a real pleasure to work with her.
Was it hard to select the 30 paintings or over 30 paintings?
You know, it's an interesting process for a curator. What you do is you kind of throw everything out or make it what we call a checklist of everything that you could potentially show, and sometimes that can be rather large. Then you have the opportunity to go to storage and to look at the pictures, make sure they're in good condition, that their frames are right for the artwork, things like that. And so it becomes a kind of narrowing down as you go through that process of looking and understanding the pictures. And as you develop your themes, ensuring that the works fit into those themes. So you can start with maybe, I don't know, 75 works on a checklist and end up with half of that in a show.
Amazing. And you have students that are gallery guides?
Yes, we do. And they are there on site every day offering the public their knowledge and understanding of the works, because they have the opportunity of really living with the work for the time that they're on exhibition.
Sure.
And they begin to see things that maybe myself as a curator coming and going a little bit doesn't have that kind of time to develop those more intimate relationships with the pictures.
How do students go about, inquiring about becoming a guide?
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not really able to answer that because
That's
I don't
okay.
know. I would think that you just say, hey, I want to do that.
Okay.
And it'll
great
we'll
experience.
Make it happen.
It's a great experience. I could probably put some contact information on the show blog for listeners. The show blog has all the information about the exhibit and you, Susan. The show blog is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Mm-hmm. What else would you like listeners to know about the exhibit?
Well, I think what's so interesting about the collection in general, and then you really see it in these pictures, is how the landscape has changed so much over the past century. Most of the work in the show is between sort of 1880s up to about 1940s. There are two pictures that are later in date than that. But nonetheless, I think it becomes a visual history lesson for the viewer. It's, you know, as you're driving down the PCH, you'll see different canyons and beaches and such that don't look like they're depicted in the pictures that are on view. So I think that that's quite interesting for people who live in the area.
Sure. I didn't ask you, how long will this exhibit be available?
It'll close on the 14th of September.
Okay. All right.
So just as summer is really wrapping up and we're moving into fall.
Okay. Fantastic. And then are you already on to your next, I'm sure you are, your next exhibit?
Actually, I don't have another exhibition right now. I'm working on some other more in-depth research projects, and I'm continuing my relationship as a curatorial advisor to Langston IMCA.
Okay.
But, you know, shows pop up, and I love doing them. They're such a joy, really. It's almost the best part of being a curator is putting pictures on the wall.
I would imagine, even through the pandemic, were you busy in the pandemic, or was there a lull in what you're doing?
No, I was quite busy, and even went as far afield as Saudi Arabia to do a show on on light and space art, featuring a number of California artists, like Mary Kors and Robert Irwin and people like that, in a historical context than with more contemporary Saudi artists who were commissioned.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it was. I didn't think it would happen, so I agreed to do it. I thought, oh, this will be easy.
Yes.
And then the next thing I knew, I was deep into it. But that was a great experience.
That's incredible. I do feel that art and music and any way to, you know, connect to the arts was so powerful in the pandemic.
Yes, and it continues to be today. I mean, it did. We were able to make new friends, I think, through the pandemic in terms of the pictures and music could satisfy our lives in ways that when we weren't able to be with people and with friends.
Could you?
So yes, very important.
Could you tell me a little bit about your life as an art historian? How that came about?
Let's see. I mean, it was a long time ago, but I went to high school. I was super interested in history. I wanted to be an architect. I couldn't really draw. So I sort of found myself studying art history, and that led to graduate work. And then, you know, first job and, you know, just sort of took off from there.
Yes.
It does take a long time. It's a narrow field in many ways. And I think I was just really lucky. The timing was right. I landed in the correct places, I guess. Mm. It's been a wonderful joy, really. It's been a great profession for me.
It sounds very fulfilling, but also you had the foundation at an early age that you knew this was something that really grabbed you.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't really, as a kid, though, I wasn't really exposed to going to museums or anything.
Oh.
So, and I think a lot of people who are studying art history today do have that experience. And, of course, I think museums are a lot more accessible today than they were when I was growing up. when, you know, they were more elite then,
yes.
I would say.
Yeah.
And I think that that has so changed in today's world.
I agree. I wanted to share, so I spent about 8 years living in New York City, walking distance from the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and, you know, across the street nearby was the Guggenheim, and I love the whole design of the Guggenheim.
Yeah.
I remember being a little bored at times in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and but then the Guggenheim was like this really cool spiral, you know, experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's true. I think that architecture and art really make a good marriage. Mm-hmm. And despite the difficulties of hanging on a spiral that, you know, goes up for 5 ramps, you really have a different experience in viewing art there. It's a lot more engaging. You're a lot closer to it, I think. Yeah, it's a great building. Frank Lloyd Wright did one of his real masterpieces.
It's amazing, yes. Are you an artist yourself?
Absolutely not. I cannot draw. I can't even play Pictionary.
Oh, that's so funny. That is so
I'm a historian. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm interested in the history of pictures and collections, how they're formed, things of that nature, that aspect of it.
That's fascinating. So give the information one more time about the exhibit, if you could, please.
Yes, it's called Picturing Summer. It's on view at the what we call the Van Carmen Galleries on, I don't know the address, to be honest with
you.
I apologize. It's in the airport tower.
Yes.
And it's available to the public 6 days a week. We're closed on Mondays, and it'll be on view through September 14th.
Fantastic. And I did put a link to, there's a video of the Picturing Summer exhibit, an introduction.
Oh, that's great. I'm pleased with the way it turned out. I mean, we, as I said, it's about 37 works, and we've got a few loans from private collectors in the area, and that's really wonderful to have that, you know, be building those relationships. I'm also very pleased that there are a number of women artists in the exhibition.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So,
are there young people as well, or is it mostly older adults?
You mean as the
like
artists?
Gen Z? Yes.
Oh no! Most of the artists are all working in the early 20th century. The two artists who are not, in fact, one of the artists is still alive today, Cheryl Godek, at 101, and he his painting is of people out on the ocean, you know, in paddle boats.
Oh, beautiful.
From 1964. Mm. But otherwise, it's mostly early 20th century, you know, mid-20th century material.
Okay. Do you get to meet these artists?
Well, in this case, not, because they're all dead, except for the one
right.
I just mentioned.
Yes.
But no, I do, in my other work, I do work with living artists, and I also work with artist estates.
Sounds like an incredible career.
Oh, well, thank you. It has been a lot of fun. It keeps me very busy.
Thank you so much. And if people have questions and they wanted to reach out to you, is there a way to contact you? Do you have a website or anything?
No, I don't really. But the museum, you know, they can contact the museum and it'll be forwarded. I'd be happy to answer any further questions people may have.
Fantastic. I want to thank you so much for calling in. This has been great.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. I'm really happy to speak to you about the exhibition, and I really encourage people who are listening to get out and see it. As you say, get the
funk out,
right?
No better way.
I just wanted to be careful about that.
I know. Thank you so much. All right. I've been speaking with Susan Davidson. She's sharing the details about this incredible art exhibit, Picturing Summer, which is now open. Was open July 20th through September 14th. And I have all the information on the show blog. It's right here in Irvine. And the show blog, again, is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I enjoyed speaking with you.
You too. Bye-bye. If you missed any part of my conversation with Susan, it'll be up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. Again, all the information about the exhibit, about Susan, about her backstory is all on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And if you want to find out more about my show, pretty much every show I've ever done is on the show blog, and I've been doing the show since 2011. Even throughout the pandemic, there's video interviews up there from Zoom, lots of audio links, and an eclectic mix of guests from authors, filmmakers, directors, all kinds of different people sharing insights into ways to get the funk out. Well, we'll take a little break, and then I have another wonderful guest at the bottom of the hour. At 9:30, I'm going to be speaking with Peter Himmelman. He was on my show several years ago. I think it was about 8 years ago. And he has a new book out called Suspended by No String, A Songwriter's Reflections on Faith, Aliveness, and Wonder. And his information and the book cover is on the show blog right now, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Peter is a Grammy and Emmy-nominated singer-songwriter, visual artist, best-selling author, film composer, entrepreneur, and rock and roll performer with over 20 critically acclaimed recordings to his credit. In addition to his own creative work, he is the founder of Big Muse, a company which helps organizations leverage the power of their people's innate creativity. And again, all his information is on the show. He'll be joining us in about 10 minutes. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.